This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. BRICS nations have expressed concern about ongoing conflicts in many parts of the world and the current state of polarization and fragmentation in the international order. In the New Delhi Declaration adopted on the first day of the BRICS Summit 2026, the leaders advocated for a multilateral approach that respects diverse national viewpoints and positions on crucial global issues. These issues include sustainable development, eradication of hunger and poverty, and contributing to the global response to climate change. In his closing remarks, the Prime Minister noted that the New Delhi Declaration adopted today provides a clear direction for the shared resolve of the member countries. He added that it is now their shared responsibility to translate these resolutions into tangible results.
आज की चर्चा से स्पष्ट है कि बदलते हुए विश्व का संचालन पुराने संस्थानों से नहीं किया जा सकता. Representation, responsiveness और rule making तीनों में सुधार आवश्यक है. आज अडॉप्ट किया गया न्यू दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन हमारे साझा संकल्प को स्पष्ट दिशा देता है. अब हमारी जिम्मेदारी है कि इन संकल्पों को ठोस परिणामों में बदले.
BRICS leaders condemned the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir on 22 April last year in the strongest terms. They reaffirmed commitment to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Earlier, the BRICS Summit 2026 kicked off at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his opening remarks, proposed a BRICS continuity and implementation mechanism to ensure that the grouping's institutional momentum is maintained despite the changing chairship every year. The Prime Minister said the mechanism would enable follow-up of all initiatives and outcomes through the Troika. The Prime Minister said BRICS countries will have to work on a new and ambitious agenda for the next 20 years. The Prime Minister also proposed to establish a seafarers emergency support network to connect the maritime authorities and diplomatic missions of relevant countries to facilitate assistance during difficult times. Prime Minister Modi said the time has come to translate the unity and consensus among BRICS countries into concrete outcomes on the global stage. Mr. Modi said resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability have been India's foremost priorities as chair. Guided by these priorities, India has laid special emphasis on connecting BRICS cooperation directly with the common people. On the issue of reform in the United Nations Security Council, the Prime Minister emphasized that it can no longer be postponed. External Affairs Ministry today said that the consensus on the New Delhi Declaration at the BRICS Summit was reached due to the year-long engagement at various levels during India's BRICS chairship. Addressing the media this evening at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Secretary ER Sudhakar Dalela said adoption of the New Delhi Declaration was among the defining outcomes of India's chairship. He added that India's chairship has been people-centric. Mr. Dalela thanked BRICS nations for their collaboration during India's chairship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of China Xi Jinping today reaffirmed that India and China should take a strategic and long-term perspective of their ties and differences should not become disputes. During their bilateral meeting on the sidelines of BRICS Summit in New Delhi, the two leaders welcomed the steady progress in India-China bilateral relations since their last meeting in Tianjin in August last year. Prime Minister highlighted that both sides must be guided by three mutuals: mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest. He emphasized that peace and tranquility in the border areas remains an essential basis for the continued development of bilateral relations. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today successfully secured the extradition of Red Notice subject Amritpal Singh, alias Gurpal Singh, from Moldova to India. The wanted fugitive was extradited by the CBI in coordination with the Ministry of External Affairs, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Punjab Police. A team of four members of Punjab Police were sent to Moldova to bring back the fugitive. The investigation agency said that he was wanted in multiple serious criminal cases registered in Punjab. In US Open tennis, defending champion Arina Sabalenka will take on Elena Rybakina in the women's singles final tonight. Alexander Zverev will face Ben Shelton in the US Open men's singles final tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.